let's head to the hotline and join Danny West of HawkSports.com. Danny, good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Staying busy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. This week, some news broke earlier this week. Ravion Pierce decided to decommit on Twitter.
Yeah, I think that was a mutual parting of ways, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas knew when he committed that there would be a chance that he may not, get to where he needed to be. So that was a mutual decision. I think he visited Central Florida last weekend. I know Charlie Partridge down at FAU is back on him now. Two of those schools, there would be probably a little bit easier for him to get into. And it wouldn't surprise me if he ends up at one of those schools, but not a big surprise there. And quite frankly, Ravion's a great player. I'm sure he's going to do very well, but I really don't consider it a very big loss for Arkansas at this point.
So the class now stands at 19?
19. There's a couple more that may find, a different route somewhere else. We're kind of a wait and see situation right now. You may have a couple of gray shirts in this class. So that list might be a little bit shorter than it actually appears right now, but it's still a long way to go. You've got about, I guess we're under 2 weeks now to fill about 8 or 9 spots, if I'm guessing, depending on how it works out with a couple of different kids. But I think they feel good about it right now. A lot of people on the message boards and whatnot, they're kind of worried that Arkansas is not going to fill this class. I think Arkansas, on the other hand, feels great about filling this class, and I think they're actually worried that they may run out of room here in the last week and a half or so. So things are going pretty well for them right now.
Obviously, two more big weekends before National Signing Day, 13 days or 12 days away now. I believe, till National Signing Day. Where do you see Arkansas going, and where do you see them finishing up?
Well, they've got a chance to finish on some really good guys. You've got 7 coming in this week. One of them actually arrived last night at about 10:30. 4-star linebacker Kenny Young out of River Ridge, Louisiana, John Curtis High. He came in about 10:30 last night with his parents. He's a U.S. Army All-American. We got offers from everyone. I think Arkansas is actually a long shot for him, but hey, at least you've got him on campus. He's still got a few more visits to take, and I think you would rather him be here for the weekend, but you take what you can get sometimes, and so maybe they've got a shot with him. But the headliner of this weekend is definitely Solomon Thomas, defensive end out of Coppell, Texas. 4-star U.S. Army All-American, the whole nine works. I think he's in the top 40 in the country, so one of the elite prospects in this year's class. He's going to be up here tomorrow. We've talked about him a lot. He's got a sister enrolled at the university up here. His parents sometimes do business in our area up here, so you've got some strong ties with Solomon. We'll see if it pays off for him, but I think if you ask all the national experts where they think he's going to end up, they would tell you Stanford. I heard from a couple of people down in his neck of the woods earlier this week, and they told me it's a coin toss right now, Stanford or Arkansas. So definitely a big name there. Then you got a few more kids coming from Florida. Wide receiver Kendrick Edwards is a guy they've been on for a long time, big 6'5" wide receiver. He's got several nice offers. JoJo Robinson is committed to Florida State. He's a two-way player, very good athlete. Randy Ramsey out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a linebacker, 6'3", 205. Then you've got a home state kid from Dollarway. Joshua Liddell will be up here. He mm-hmm. picked up an offer last week from Arkansas. So I think Arkansas still stands a very good chance of getting Joshua. He did hear from Georgia yesterday. They're starting to show him some interest. They have not offered yet. I think if they do offer, he'll probably want to check into it and maybe take a late visit down there. But as it stands right now, they have not offered. So I'm still liking Arkansas's chances of possibly wrapping him up this weekend. And then the last official visitor is your kicker. Out of Argyle, Texas, Cole Hedlund, one of the top kickers in the country, been committed to you since last spring. He'll finally get a chance to take his official this weekend, so a pretty good group.
And Danny, obviously this weekend is important for fans to think of whether or not they want to go to Fayetteville for the Auburn game, the basketball game going on, but these athletes will be there at least for half of that game, and they have a chance to give them a sense of the support that Arkansas gives their athletic programs.
Yeah, yeah. Fan support is always makes a big impression on kids during a visit. I know last night a couple of our guys from the Hawk Sports family actually met Kenny Young at the airport. So he gets off the plane at the airport, and he's hearing the fight song, and they're calling the Hogs there at XNA in Bentonville. So I'm sure that made a big impression. You've always got the catfish hole where fans show up in droves. And then, of course, like you said, the basketball game is always a good opportunity for kids to see just how strong the Arkansas fan base is. And, you know, if it were me, I would encourage people to come out to the game. I know things aren't looking good right now for the basketball team, but that silver lining behind every cloud is you do have a lot of official visitors coming in this weekend that maybe you can make an impact on.
And we've seen with some of the other players decommitting or whatever, is there any other prospects that you maybe talked to that, let's say, are committed to a different school that they may decommit from that school and commit to Arkansas? Because we haven't heard any of that, really. I guess the guy that he decommitted to Arkansas went to TCU, but that was for like 2 or 3 days and came back to Arkansas. Is there anybody like that out there that maybe is already committed somewhere else, but Arkansas is still trying to get and he might change his mind?
Absolutely. Now, there's a couple that they really don't want out there right now.
So right, I got you.
Still trying to get, but JoJo Robinson is a good one. He's currently committed to Florida State. This is already public knowledge, so I don't mind putting him out there. I think, and quite honestly, I think Florida State might have told him to look around a little bit, and Auburn is now in the mix, LSU's in the mix, Arkansas, of course. I think he visited South Florida last week, so he's looking around. And definitely a guy they've been on for several months and wanted to get up here for a visit. But, you know, it's hard for a Miami kid to get up here for an unofficial. So they finally get a chance to bring him in on an official.
Ohio State did announce today it's official. Arkansas defensive coordinator Chris Ash as Buckeyes co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach.
And Trey, I didn't know if the truth to the live fan feedback we got yesterday about is it Shannon, the reason why he hasn't been appointed to the DC yet? Or is there any truth to that, or can we ask that?
Danny, what do you know about Randy Shannon and the fact that he might
become – it was a contractual issue, right?
Defensive coordinator at Arkansas.
Yeah, I've read into that a little bit. And to be honest with you, I think the further we get away from Chris Ash leaving the program and the closer we get to January 31st and the rumors about Randy's contract – the more I believe there's something to that.
Yeah.
And the reason I really think they've probably already named Randy, and I don't know this for a fact, but this is just me guessing. You've got so many top-notch defensive prospects coming in, guys that you've put a lot of time and energy on over the last, you know, year or so. You're not going to let those kids come up here and just sit back and let them wonder who their defensive coordinator is going to be. I would imagine Brett has already told those kids what's going on, but they're not going to tell me and burn his word, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
But if you're asking me my opinion, I think Randy Shannon is probably going to be the guy. That's just my guess.
Let's head to Joseph in the Rock. Joseph, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I enjoy your show. Y'all got rock star status.
Thank you.
My question is, I am only hoping, maybe I'm the only one, that maybe Drew Morgan we'll get to do something other than watch somebody else catch a kickoff this year. I'll hang up and anticipate your answer. Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, and that being said, is there anything with some of the current players right now, any position changes? And you know, with him saying that he wants him to be a punt returner, but any players that were offensive players going to the defensive side of the ball and vice versa?
I haven't heard anything like that. I think the one guy we always wonder about is Corliss Marshall. What's going to happen with Corliss? You know, you stick him in there at running back, and his average is like 30 yards a carry or something ridiculous. But you also need him at safety so bad. And Corliss will tell you, I want to play safety. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do with him. But really, outside of Corliss, and of course we haven't talked to the coaches lately, but really haven't heard a whole lot about that. I will say on Drew Morgan, I think you saw him get in there quite a bit more on offense later in the year, those last two or three games. So I think he made strides. If it were me, I probably would have tried to redshirt Drew. I think he could have used it. He did play quite a bit on kickoff return, but I don't think he ever even got his hands on the ball. He was more of a blocker and the number two return guy back there for Corliss. But they still feel like Drew Morgan's a good player, so hopefully this spring will be when he really takes off.
Danny, you talk about some of those bigger defensive recruits that are coming in and the fact that Brett Bielema probably does not want them sitting around wondering, okay, who their defensive coordinator is going to be. Give us some of the names. Give us some of the guys that are coming in that are those bigger defensive recruits.
Yeah, the first one I mentioned earlier, Kenny Young, who's mm-hmm. already obviously on campus, arrived last night. He's a big one, Solomon Thomas. And then last week you had some defensive backs, Cornelius Floyd, Lamont Simmons, Anthony Brown, another defensive end that came in on official visits. You go down through the list, and all of these guys, even the three from Florida this week, Kendrick Edwards, some of those, I guess he's wide receiver, but a couple of those defensive backs coming in this week, they've all got really impressive offers. But, you know, as it stands right now, Arkansas has got a great chance with a lot of them. So we'll see how that shakes out, but there's definitely quite a few of them on the radar right now that I could really see them ending up as Razorbacks.
Any word? We've got some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback, KA in Conway. Any word on Jeremy Ward from Pottsville seeing some playing time this next year?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the thing with Jeremy, he switched over to defensive tackle last spring, I think. And Charlie Parts was really high on Jeremy. You know, he's just such an energy guy. He may not be the biggest or the most talented, but Jeremy's going to bring it 100 miles an hour every time he gets on the field, and I think that catches a lot of the coaches' attention at times. So I think you lose four seniors at defensive tackle from last year's roster, so there's going to be some opportunities for Jeremy to step in there, and we'll see what Coach Segrist thinks about him now, the new defensive line coach. But, Jeremy's still a young player, and I think he's still got a shot to play.
And that kind of being said, as far as I'm with you about Drew Morgan probably should have been redshirted last year. Are there any players that, and it's odd, but any players you think that maybe played a little bit last year probably should have been redshirted that might actually be redshirted as sophomores?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think so. I think I get what you're saying, like the A.J. Turner route, where he came out as a true freshman, played quite a bit, did
right.
very well. Then he was redshirted. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, just you don't see it as much as the thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I think, Danny, it's because they don't want to admit maybe that they made the mistake of playing them too young, even though they didn't play a lot. They're like, oh, well, he developed. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, coaches do have egos. But I really can't think of anybody that would fit that description. Now, there are a couple of guys that I think probably could have played, even though they did redshirt, and quite honestly, they probably should have played. DeAndre Coley, a safety, for all the problems Arkansas had at safety, and for everything we heard about DeAndre, going through the development practices and all the way through the season, it sounds like he's a guy that they're really excited about, and I'm sitting there going, well, you know, your current safeties really aren't getting it done, so why not just go ahead and burn his red shirt and get him out there and get him going? So he may be a guy that might fit that description.
Danny, let's switch gears a little bit and talk a little basketball for a little while. We can go back to football as well. But Arkansas and their road woes and the fact that they are struggling, does that have any effect on their recruiting?
Well, I'm sure it does. You know, it's the numbers are staggering. I looked them up last night. I don't have them right here in front of my face, but during the broadcast, they talked about since Nolan Richardson left, just how terrible Arkansas has been on the road. The one thing you do have in your corner is you've been great at home. So, you know, if kids want to come play in front of an awesome crowd, you've got that going for you. But I don't know what the answer is. I think it has a lot to do with toughness. And right now, I think it probably is a mental thing. You know, last night with a 3 or 4 point game with 2 minutes left to play, they showed the Arkansas bench and everybody's just shaking their heads. And I'm thinking, you know, hey, you're still in this. But to look at their body language, you would have thought the buzzer had already went off and they're on their way home with another loss. I think it's just something going on within that program that they just can't get over mentally. And I don't know what the answer is going to be, but they need to find it pretty soon.
With Malik Monk being up there in Bentonville, have you got a chance to see him play high school ball yet?
I haven't. I have not, no.
Well, okay. Whenever you get a chance, it will be a treat, Danny. You won't be let down, but I want you to check him out, and then that way you can tell me. Because I think he's a one-and-done guy when he gets – if he continues to improve and stays healthy. I don't know the whole deal with NBA. I mean, basketball players, they reclassify. Some of them go to prep academies or whatever. Is there any chance that he reclassifies, you know, if he graduated and was able to come to college early, kind of like Andrew Wiggins did?
Yeah, that was the one name I was thinking of, Andrew Wiggins. I know he did that. But Malik, I'm really not sure what his plans are. I know Marcus is really kind of, I don't want to say handler, but he's kind of guiding him and making some, you know, pushing him in the right directions, making sure he's making smart.
And that's a good thing. Marcus, yeah, absolutely. Who else would you want? That's good.
Absolutely. Marcus has been there and done it. He knows the pressure. And, you know, to be honest with you, Marcus really doesn't want him focusing on recruiting at all right now. He still sees a very young kid that just needs to go to school and have fun and play basketball. So Marcus is kind of the guy you have to go through to get any kind of recruiting updates, because he doesn't want Malik focused on anything but school and you know, winning a state championship right now. And to be honest with you, I commend him for that. I think that's very important. You know, Malik's still a very young kid. He's still got a long way to go. His time will come. But right now he just needs to enjoy it and keep getting better.
And I totally agree with you there. And I applaud Marcus for trying to be the figure there to make sure that he does focus on classwork and
school. You wish
school.
More young kids that had talent had a big brother like a Marcus. I mean, Marcus Monk is a class act guy. He's a four-star guy. I mean, he really is. He's as good as they come.
Yes, he is.
Danny, what about some of the players in the 2015 class, like a Kayvon Allen and the job that Arkansas is doing on them?
Yeah, they're doing a good job with them. Again, it's still early, but Kayvon, some of those guys, they're going to have a lot of options. Mike, to his credit, has done a good job of keeping the in-state talent at home. I did hear one that you guys were discussing earlier, Dusty Hannes. He probably should have taken old Hannes. He looked good last night.
Yes, he did.
As far as the high prospect, really heavily recruited guys, he's done a good job of keeping them at home. He's got some young top talent up here right now that, you know, may not look all that great right now. Bobby Portis is kind of struggling, if you ask me. Moses Kingsley's not playing enough, if you ask me. But the bottom line is those are two young guys that you can build around. And you've got a good class coming in for next year. Nick Babb, you know, some of those guys, Anthony Beard. So they're going to fill some needs for you next year, and then you just got to keep continuing to grow and move in the right direction. But they're in a pretty good position with some of this in-state talent coming through right now.
And National Signing Day is coming up. It's approaching fast. Once again, a big recruiting weekend this weekend, another big recruiting the weekend after, even though the Razorbacks will be on the road for basketball. But they have a chance this weekend to really put on a show for these recruits that are coming in.
They do. And the good news is you've got Auburn coming to town. I really don't think it matters who's coming into Bud Walton anymore. Arkansas has proven anybody that walks into that building, they're capable of beating them. Anywhere else, they're really going to struggle. So the good news is you've got a beatable opponent. I think Auburn is right there on the verge of setting a SEC record for losses in a row. So it should be a fun one to just go and sit and enjoy and maybe put out some frustration on those guys.
Yes, it should. Danny, as always, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Sounds good.